This is Wade Branthke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Peak Millennials and Elite Overproduction. An economics reporter for the Times offered an interesting set of observations from a personal and generational perspective about what she called peak millennials, which she defined as the sub-generation that will turn 33 and 34 in 2024. On a chart of U.S. population growth, they hit the top as younger millennials. Since her focus is the economy, what did it mean for all of them to be looking for work, housing, in the future? There have been big issues for these folks. They surged the roles of colleges and universities, packing out classes to the degree that pushed many institutions to overbuild for their capacity and to find themselves failing and falling now. For the student customers, it's also been a time when they took on a huge debt burden as the institutions jacked the bill to provide the supply to meet their demand. They came out of college in 2008, 2009, in the heart of the Great Recession, bringing that debt along with them as they met the challenge of fewer jobs and more job seekers. Some of that has changed now with pandemic job demands and fewer job seekers perhaps opening up more opportunities. But then there are housing and family questions. Looking for places they could afford during the burst of the housing bubble in the Great Recession wasn't easy as the housing supply was crimped and the demand soared. Roommates and staying with parents became the fix in too many of their cases. Time was lost between debt and rising cost, meeting less stable income. Homeownership rose somewhat with low interest rates, but continues to be a problem, and rents continue to drive inflation, especially in cities. Birth rates have gone down given the uncertainties in this sub-generation, leaving many to worry about what happens when they hit their senior years and there aren't enough younger nurses, carers, servers, and others to handle the load. This is all interesting, but nagging at me the whole time I read the piece was the End Times book whose insights I shared recently. Historically, perhaps the key driver in social upheaval, according to Turchin's research, has been elite overproduction, meaning too many highly educated people with typical aspirations confronting more competition for fewer elite positions and opportunities for wealth and prestige. Our Times reporter tries to put a positive spin on all of this, but it's hard not to see the prospects for discontent and mass demands for change coming out of this age group and its data set, trials and tribulations in the U.S. As organizers, we absolutely see this same generation in the United Kingdom surging into Acorn, triggered by a crisis in affordable housing supply. The unrest is palpable. We see some of this in the U.S., perhaps the rise of interest and support for unionization, including in atypical settings like coffee houses, co-ops, tech, and nonprofits, underlines this tension. We don't see the same organizational impetus elsewhere, and our reporter was silent on this for her cohort. Efforts to address student loans may have some salience for some. The social media substitutes for direct action and organization may have sidetracked and displaced some of the energy and anger for others. Maybe it's me, and I'm reading too much and listening for clues that aren't there, but how does this peak millennial problem not become combustible and forecast social upheaval? This is Wade Branthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.